You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason at CUTC. That's the Corn Utilization Technology Conference in St. Louis today. Don Day is now here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, Don, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
Well, let's start in Texas, where wheat harvest should be underway. Work our way to the north across those hard red winter wheat growing regions, please.
Well, recently, in the last 5 days, we actually did finally get some rain in some of those areas of Texas that we're talking about right now. Certainly they need it, but it wasn't enough to make conditions too bad to get out there and get some harvest operations going. And in the coming next week or so, don't see a lot of weather there. So in terms of the weather impeding harvest operations, doesn't look like much of a factor. Now, next week, as you go north, there does look to be a little bit of an increase in the Texas Panhandle and into portions of central and western Oklahoma and Kansas, where they could see some shower and thunderstorm activity. Again, though, we're looking at very dry ground in those areas and probably not enough to make things too muddy.
Now, a follow-up in just a moment about Missouri and some of those other places that are under drought conditions, the south central part of Iowa, but move just a little further north into the northern plains, maybe parts of Canada. I think they may have been dry in some of those places, too.
Well, they have. If you go up into south central areas of Canada, you get up into areas that are just north of North Dakota. Those areas have turned drier here over the last several weeks. The heaviest precipitation has been right along Interstate 80 and Interstate 90 across Nebraska and South Dakota. You go north and south of that area, it's much drier. And that area north of Interstate 90 across North Dakota into southern and south central Canada has remained dry and looks to be, while there is a little bit of rain in the forecast, looks to be drier than normal.
Row crop farmers in northern Missouri and south central Iowa have been suffering under tough conditions early in the season. USDA saw fit to talk about that in their state statisticians report yesterday from Iowa. I'm wondering what you see there.
Well, there is some rain coming to those areas, both in northern Missouri and south central areas of Iowa. Stretching into Illinois, there's going to be an active shower and thunderstorm activity developing, especially later this week and into the middle of next week. Rainfall amounts there could be on the order of 2 to 3 inches in some areas. So some of those dry areas, at least at the moment from what we're seeing, are looking at getting some rain.
How do things look from Des Moines northward into Minnesota?
That area looks to have some good chances for moisture. The further north, though, you go into Minnesota, the southern end of Minnesota looks to be favorable for rain. Central and northern Minnesota looks to be drier.
Anything to talk about in the eastern Corn Belt?
Well, that is one area that is looking like, at least in regards to temperatures, is going to be on the western edge of some coolness. There's a cool pattern that is developing over eastern areas of the United States, and that eastern Corn Belt, a little bit cooler than normal looking ahead.
And finally, if you could check in on one of the growing regions across the planet, the second largest corn crop is grown in China, the northeastern portion of that nation. They've been dry. What do you see there?
Well, they're going to continue to be dry. Now, there is some potential for some thunderstorm activity that will reach that growing area here over the next week. But we're going to see the rain falling not on a widespread basis. So while some of that northeast portions of China region will get a little bit of rain, most of northeast China is going to remain drier than average.
Thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm at the CUTC. That's the Corn Utilization Technology Conference in St. Louis today, but we'll be on the road quite a bit over the next week and a half or so with Roche Ag Marketing. We'll be in Sonoman tomorrow and then in Springfield on Thursday. And next week, we've got a really busy week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You can check out all the details at willag.org. Just look in the calendar, and I hope to see you at one of those events. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.